From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The International Monetary Fund has issued its latest world economic outlook, cutting its growth forecast this year to 3.2% from 3.4%. That was released in January. Maurice Obstfeld is the IMF's chief economist.
In many countries, the lack of wage growth and greater inequality have created widespread senses that economic growth has mainly been to the benefit of economic elites and mobile capital that they've gained disproportionately, leaving too many others behind. Lower growth reinforces this turn toward inward-looking, nationalistic attitudes.
Obstfeld warned the slower growth rate could worsen as oil prices remain low. The IMF says the U.S., Japan, European Union, and Southern Africa will all grow more slowly than previously expected. It said China's weakness has had a spillover effect. The Global Lending Agency cites continued violent instability in places like Syria, the surge of refugees to Europe, and the possible British exit from the EU as potentially damaging to the fragile global economy. Meanwhile, China Wednesday said its exports surged nearly 12% in March to about $160 billion, a positive sign for the world's second biggest economy. Meanwhile, imports slipped nearly 2%, while the trade surplus surged to more than 13 times the amount reported this time last year. Kenya Tuesday deported another group of Taiwan nationals to China after a similar action prompted Taiwan to accuse Beijing of kidnapping. The group of Taiwanese was arrested in Kenya 2 years ago, charged with cybercrime. A Kenyan court dismissed the charges. Now Reuters reports the group was also suspected of fraud of Chinese consumers in an alleged telecom scheme.